saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly.
All right, so Warren dodges the question, but clearly she is the front runner. I mean, she had the most time on camera, the most questions directed her way. Joe Biden, unfortunately, he just looks lost and confused. It's kind of sad, honestly. I mean, let's just be honest. He was talking about clipping coupons for the stock market or some other rambling. I didn't quite understand. But MSNBC, Grover and I were just talking about the mainstream media is going to help Elizabeth Warren along. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I want you to hear this bite from MSNBC hammering her for not telling the truth about the cost of Medicare for All. It's bite 10. Go.
She was annoyed because she came under attack, and she was under a lot of attack for the Medicare for All on the Medicare for All question and the question of would she raise taxes. And she has a formula that she sticks to. She says costs will go down for the middle class. She will not say that taxes will go up, but other costs will come down, as Bernie Sanders says. She just won't go there, and she was pummeled for it.
Yeah, it makes her look like she's hiding.
One of the places Biden drew blood late in the debate by saying to pay for this, if you took the entire Pentagon budget and threw it out, it would buy you 4 months of Medicare for All.
And there you have it, Grover. I mean, the mainstream media is not quite MSNBC, but they're not far from the main news office at NBC World Headquarters at 30 Rockefeller Center. So what do you make of that?
Well, they're left of center. They know that you cannot govern unless you prepare people for it. They think anybody can beat Trump. They think they can get anything they want. And so that's why the AOC crowd and so on have been pushing to move the party so far left, so that when they, in their view, beat Trump and take the House and the Senate, they will have a mandate for massive tax increases. She's trying to do the old way of sneak your way in and then get some tax increases that you couldn't have gotten if you were honest with people. They want full-throated, we won on a campaign to raise taxes. That's what we're doing, because they just think they're going to win anyway, so why not level with people? I think Elizabeth Warren is politically wiser. She saw both Obama and Clinton lie their way into the presidency. Remember, Clinton said he was going to reduce our health insurance by $2,500 for a family of four. In point of fact, it went up about $2,500 for a family of four as a result of Obamacare and his plan. She's trying to get away with what he said, and this time people are on to that.
Let me ask you something else here, because I think another problem that the Democrats have heading into 2020, Grover Norquist here with us, is that people that support Bernie Sanders are not going to turn out of the polls for Elizabeth Warren or others. And I believe this now strongly because I see that three members of the squad, Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, and Tlaib, are all set to endorse Bernie Sanders as being the only champion of the working people. And once he doesn't win, because he's not going to win, their voters, I don't believe, are going to turn out for Elizabeth Warren. I find that hard to believe. These hardcore radical leftist socialists are going to say, to hell with it. We'll just burn the place down. We'll be Antifa. Your thoughts?
Well, there's an awful lot of that on the hard left. You saw some of it with Bernie's people, not Bernie Sanders supporters, not at all reconciled to Hillary's victory. They were quite sure she stole that election. And you could have the same dynamic here. You look at that collection of people, and the people in the running for president as Democrats, some of them are quite old. You don't need term limits if everybody starts running in their mid-70s. And it was sort of people nobody really knows, and the old people you do know. It is an odd collection of candidates they have that they put forward.
Yeah, so here we are. You look at these far-leftist ideas, and it's just not economics that we talk about, Grover, but, I mean, it's the whole package. Whether it's O'Rourke talking about taking people's guns by force, whether you're talking about incredible tax increases on everybody, because the wealthy, it starts at 250, then it's 150, then it's 100, then it's 80 grand or whatever, because you can't cover the bills. Just like the panel from MSNBC clearly stated, if you took the entire Pentagon budget, it would pay for 4 months. The entire Pentagon budget would pay for 4 months of this. I just don't see how the Democrats get over the hump. And then Moody's here. Moody's says Donald Trump wins anywhere from 289 to 351 electoral votes based on their economic modeling. They do three of them. They were only wrong once. That was the last time around. They say they've got it figured out this time, and the Trump anomaly has been solved, and they say he wins because they don't see a recession on the way in the next year, so therefore he wins. Your thoughts?
No, that makes a lot of sense to me. The real big question mark was what happened with China, and if the agreement we seem to have, and the president's quite good in saying, this is step one. This is not everything we want. Republican presidents tend to have a thing where they jump out and go, well, I just solved that problem. When they got a quarter of what they wanted and needed, right? they feel they have to claim victory. He says on criminal justice, step one, good thing to get going, more to do. China, this is good, but not enough. It really sets up the stage for future victories. It's a much better approach than sometimes Bush and even Reagan would take when they kind of wanted be all excited about as much as they got, which was good. Good.
Right.
But that kind of closes the door to future progress.
And we'll leave it there for today with Grover Norquist. The other thing that I think that actually plays pretty well, despite what's going on in Syria and the Kurds and so forth, I think most Americans are glad to be out of the latest war in the Middle East. You know, maybe it doesn't play well, and maybe some people want to say that Donald Trump ran and left our allies standing there, but that's a discussion for a different day. Grover, greatly appreciate it. Americans for Tax Reform President, always good to have you here. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, sir. Take it easy.
Greatly appreciate it. Grover's a great resource for us here. And the good news is that it's all part of the Democrat debate after party. I mean, where else would you want to be on a Wednesday? It's October 16th. Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me your thoughts. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all open for business today. Don't forget to stop by the pay window. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.